Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero now.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, welcome, party people. Yes, we are back. Arrow Talk. 2013. Tonight, we will be talking about Identity, the episode we should have done last week, but due to work and tons of hours of work, last week was really hard for me, and I do apologize. And also, for those who listen to Smallville Talk, we will be on tomorrow night at 8:30, immediately after Arrow Talk. We will be talking about tonight's episode that aired on the CW on this October 23rd, Broken Dolls. We will be talking about that tomorrow as well. So we'll be back on schedule. No more delays. Let's get it done. Yes. So Identity, which aired last week, if you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend it. And I'll try my best not to spoil certain stuff, but if I do, come on, he had a week. He had a week to watch it. So let's see. Identity for me was one of those slow, but how can I put this in words? It seemed a little slow with the Glades and the whole hijack of medical supplies. And you know what? It kind of really, if you look at the origin of Arrow, he's more, of course, a modern-day Robin Hood, and now that he's transitioning his vengeance to justice, he really is helping the people, like helping get the medicine to the Glades. As you know, last season, the Glades were no more, especially after the villain, the Dark Archer, came in and pretty much flattened the Glades. So, yeah. All right, so let's see. Roy continues doing his own vigilantism and has to be bailed out of jail as he tries to assist us, I guess, of some sorts with the Green Arrow. He feels like because justice was done to him, he needs to relay that throughout the city of Hope. So, of course, Thea, not happy. She's not taking it this season. You could tell she's really snappy with him. And I was like, really, Roy? Do you really want to be with someone like that? But I'm sure someone will disagree. But, yeah, so Roy, he's trying to, you know, I guess it's that inner heroism that's trying to get out. And we're seeing the origin of another superhero, which is really cool because I don't know about you, but for me, origin stories are so, so important. And especially if it's well done, you will just have that connection with the character. And if you know what I mean, if you were a viewer of Smallville, I mean, it's kind of like we grew up with those characters. And, of course, we also thank the actors as well. So I'm sure whenever we, if we ever do see any of the actors, you're like, hey, I know you. And they're like, who are you? So, yeah, so there you go. All right, so let's see. From that, the Glades Memorial Hospital, Arrow knows exactly what he wants to do. He now wants to help out the people, of course, and he visits the hospital. Doesn't go well. It kind of backfires on him as people are protesting and on how the Glades are being neglected. And, of course, this rich billionaire is coming in like he owns the place, which I'm sure he doesn't at that point. It backfires, and he's like, whoa, what happened? I just wanted to find out what was going on. Maybe I could do good, you know, now as a businessman as well. But that totally backfired, and it kind of seemed like the elite was there to cash in on everybody's troublesome times. And I think that scene was really effective. The way Oliver seemed more businesslike, you know, into his footsteps of his father and his mother, he kind of held it like a really cool, rich kid that you might see in the papers. That's a big mogul. I believe there's a tuna fish. Which one is it? I think it's Bumblebee. No. What's the other one? Shoot. I can't remember. But he's a really young CEO, so I could see him something like that in that role. And he played it off. It felt like he could work it as a rich man. So then there are some flashbacks. Of course, Mr. Oliver Queen has to get it on with Shadow. And it's just crazy how they're like, okay, let's do that. And, you know, Shadow's shot well. I think it went a little maybe too long on them, but I guess they're trying to establish a nice, healthy relationship that they have on the island. And I sure hope the other guy isn't watching. No, just kidding. Can you imagine if they, like, panned the camera and then, dun, 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 it's him, it's Slade, watching Shadow and Oliver get it on. All right. I'm having way too much fun here, as you can tell. I also want to apologize. My voice is so congested. I mean, my nose and my sinuses, so if I could breathe, I could still do the podcast, of course, so that's why I'm here for you guys. If you're listening online, please call into the show at 914-338-1036. Again, this is Arrow Talk at 914-338-1036. And if you are a new listener, we have our previous shows on iTunes. Just do a search at Arrow Talk, all one word. Just type in Arrow Talk and it'll come up there. And we also have a website. Yes, it's plug time. I should have like a little ring or something. But our website is greenarrowtalk.com. Again, greenarrowtalk.com. That's our website. I really wanted Arrow Talk, but for some reason, some guy in Pennsylvania or somewhere, he owns Arrow Talk, and I asked him, hey, can I buy your domain since I see you're not using it? And he totally wasn't. It was just parked. It wasn't even forwarding anywhere, the domain. So if you type in arrowtalk.com, you'll see what I mean. It just goes to like a parked page. And they replied. I was really surprised that they replied. And they're like, we have no intentions of selling this domain at this time. I'm like, whoa, really locked in, really holding on to it. I wonder if they know about the show. That would be cool. All right. Well, I guess I was wishful thinking about the website. I just wanted to give you a little heads up on that. I don't think I ever talked about that. But there you go. Okay, so we go back to Identity, which aired last week. So Oliver is now on to what's going on with the whole medicine into the Glades. She confronts the triads, of course, the lead singer, the queen, the white queen, And she brought a character with blades on his finger called Bronze Tiger. Now, I'm a pretty thorough DC Universe reader, and I don't think I've ever heard of him. And I could be wrong. People could be like, "Whoa! If you're a reader, then you definitely should know Bronze Tiger." But I never have. So there was a nice little intro to his character. And the two begin to fight and are interrupted by Laurel and the police. Laurel is on lockdown. She rented the entire season of Law & Order SVU, and she's got it down. I like Laurel more on the streets type of beat, where instead, remember she was in that law firm and just behind the desk? I like her that she's now in charge of bringing, you know, the vigilante, the hood, Arrow, down. And especially she has this, what do you call it, like a mob scene, not a mob scene, but she has like this task force that's just focus on bringing the killer of Tommy down. And little does she know, it's Oliver, his best friend. All right, so we're back to Thea and Roy. I don't know, this relationship is getting a little annoying. At first it was kind of cool that they were getting it on, but now that they're like old couple fighting, I'm like, really, already? Has it been that long? Now they're having old couple fighting. So she gives him an ultimatum. She's like, I don't want to be worried about you getting hurt or back in jail just because you're trying to be this superhero that you're not. So she gives him 2 weeks severance and a rock symbolizing reconnecting that Queen gave her when he returned from the island. She doesn't want him in her life if he's going to continue risking his. So Roy, I guess he has a day to think about it, and then we cut in to Slade, tells Queen and Shadow that he has something to show them. On the way, he warns him not to fall too hard for Shadow, as she'll be a distraction. So Slade knows that there's already that connection, that intimacy that Oliver and Shadow have. And we'll go to see, and then we'll go back to the modern day, and Arrow goes to see Laurel, and she's very hostile, does not want to talk to him in the way she used to, and she calls him a criminal and not a hero, and she warns him never to pay her another visit. She gets really stern. If you remember that scene, she like gets up and says, "Don't ever pay me another visit. Damn it!" No, she doesn't say "damn it," but it would have been kind of cool if she would have said "damn it." All right, my voice is getting so hoarse. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have brought some water. All right, so then Alderman and Laurel speak at the benefit, and Queen is nowhere to be found. If you remember, Oliver and the mayor of the Glades try to make amends from that hospital fiasco earlier in the episode, and so Oliver offers to throw this benefit, but then again, he gets tied up with the Queen. Yes, the Queen and the Bronze Tiger wrecking havoc. So so Alderman and Laurel speak on the behalf of Oliver, as he is not to be found. And as Oliver and Diggs arrive at the benefit, Felicity calls him, and this is where he gets distracted from attending his own benefit. And Alderman, of course, realizes that he's not going to show up. And he takes to the microphone and tells everybody what kind of a man Oliver Queen is. Really just putting him down in his own benefit. So it's, wow, really a big public relations dagger. Yeah, that sounds good. So then, Aaron Diggs team up to take down the Triad Motorcycle Gang. Felicity helps by diverting the police to a different part of town. Arrow leaves the triad leader alive for the police to find him, but she tells Arrow he'll never be a hero. And of course, Oliver and Diggs watch a media report that confirms that the Hood played a role in the gang being taken down. Oliver apologizes for Diggs and Carly. Back on the island, Slade takes Queen and the Shadow to an area shown in the picture of their files. Queen spots a cave with three, and the three of them enter, and they find skeletons from World War II. Oliver finds a stone which he gave to Thea later on, and that's when Thea gave it to Roy for, you know, the ultimatum. But he kept the stone after. And then, of course, Arrow pays Roy a last visit, and he tells Roy he can help him by being his eyes and ears in the Glades. Roy then comes to Thea and promises her he'll stop the fighting. And hopefully he keeps it up, because that would be really cool. And of course, the finale, the cliffhanger. Oh my gosh. I don't know how I waited a week, because that cliffhanger was amazing, amazing, amazing. Arrow goes to see Laurel at the police station to, you know, give her some more detail, some more intel, or try to amend their relationship. And she pushes a button, and boom! Cops come in, lasers pointed at Oliver, and I'm telling you, they're probably like 5 feet away, circling around him, while Laurel's giving him this all high and mighty speech, like, did you think I was gonna... And Oliver is amazed and shocked and probably traumatized. And that's where the episode ends. Oh my gosh! Wow! Crazy, 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 crazy. I thought, the whole time when I was watching that, I thought, how is this guy going to get away? If you're listening to the Arrow Talk podcast, you are listening to my conversation about identity. Yes, identity. I just finished wrapping up that episode. I give it 4 out of 5 stars. I give it 4.5. Because I was going to say 4.5. Nope, I would give it 4.5. It's up there. Especially the ending. I mean, oh my gosh. He was like trapped by the police at the police station. And where would he go? How will he get out of it? And of course, that episode is airing right now on this October 23rd. So we will be talking about the episode tomorrow. Listen to us at Arrow Talk at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check your local listings. you can find out more details at www.blogtalkradio.com/Arrow Talk. So easy, so easy. So check us out there, or I have details at greenarrowtalk.com. I know a lot of people say, you're plugging again. Okay, I'll stop. Haven't heard that much news about Green Arrow being in the new Justice League, or as they call it, Batman versus Superman, or Batman / Superman, or Superman, or whatever. Are they even going to call him Superman? What if it's Man of Steel versus Dark Knight Rises, or just the Dark Knight? That would be cool if they went polar opposite, like the whole Batman series from Nolan, how he rarely mentioned him as Batman. It's just the Knight or the Dark Knight. And I think that gave him more realism than like the Val Kilmer movies or the George Clooney movies, or even the Michael Keaton movies, man, those are, it's just a joke. I mean, you have to go in, your mentality has to go in like, okay, I know this character is from a comic book character, but, I mean, in order for us to relate, it has to have some source of realism. And so, Yeah, and unfortunately, our Green Hero, Mr. Green Arrow, and there's no mention of him being in the Superman sequel. And there is a lot of talk about Wonder Woman having a little either cameo or tie-in to the new Man of Steel sequel movies with Batman. So there's rumors about that. Of course, it's way too early to talk anything about Man of Steel 2. That would be great if they mentioned Oliver Queen, or maybe Bruce Wayne could mention Oliver Queen. That would be really cool. And let's see, Green Arrow, any news? I'm trying to think about any cool news about, about Arrow. Oh my gosh, I can't even breathe. My nose is so congested. I'm so sorry. Okay. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Seriously. Alright, so let's see. Colton Hayes has joined the cast of CW's Arrow, which, as you know, he plays Roy Harper. I think he's pulling his weight. He's pulling his weight like, you know, like there's no tomorrow. he tends to do well in other roles, and I'm really happy how he's fitting into the cast. It's really bad that, or not bad, but sad that Arrow doesn't have a, Arrow doesn't have a, opening theme song or opening logo like how Smallville had it, where every time you hear Remy Zero, you know Smallville's on. And I know Arrow has a really cool zinger, as I like to call it, just a zing, zing, zing. You know, I feel cheated. I feel like we should have a big, long Arrow intro with them, you know, all doing their crazy pose or clips from the show. I don't care. What happened to him? To TV intros? Shoot. I really miss those. You know, they're fading out fast, really fast. So I would hate to just have none. I mean, right now it's like, and then it's all, and he's already into the show, and you're like, wow, okay. I'm like, I didn't know who's in it, or remind me who's in it. Well, there you go. Times have changed. Let's see. I wonder if any of you out there listeners, are you going to dress up as Green Arrow for Halloween? If you are, if you're cosplaying Mr. Oliver Queen, please send us some photos so we could post it on our website. Send it to webmaster at greenarrowtalk.com. Again, webmaster at greenarrowtalk.com. Email us your best Green Arrow cosplay. It'll be a lot of fun to see. And also share within the community of us Arrow fans. Okay, so we got 6 minutes to go. Please call in if you're listening. Give us a little shout-out. You don't have to talk too much if you're a little shy. That number is 914-338-1036. Again, 914-338-1036. Okay, so we got another little tidbit. Kitty Cassidy's dad, if you remember, she's from the famous family, Butch Cassidy, yeah, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. No, just kidding. Oh, shoot, what's his name? What's Kitty Cassidy's dad's name? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm forgetting. Oh, man. It's not Butch Cassidy. I don't know why Butch Cassidy's really hit it. She is, let's see what Wikipedia is. She is from David Cassidy. There you go, David Cassidy. Oh my gosh, how could I forget? Her dad is David Cassidy, and I believe there's a lot of stuff going on that, he was texting on the phone, and he got into a really bad car accident. And it's really sad that he's going through that, especially at his age. Oh my gosh, I cannot breathe. So I'm going to wrap the show. I'm sorry. My nose is so congested. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. We talked about why did Identity on Arrow. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Arrow Talk continues the conversation with Broken Dolls, which aired this week on October 23rd. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. And again, thank you for listening to the Arrow Talk podcast. Have a good night. Bye.
I'm not your enemy.
I'm ready to accept my punishment.
We've got to find her.
To stop her?
That depends.
On what?
What side she's on.
Did they send you?
Nice mask.
You shouldn't have come here.
Arrow, all new. This Wednesday at 8, 7 central on the CW.